You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 20th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. DRC violence, a deep dive. The Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, continues to grapple with severe violence, particularly in its eastern regions. The United Nations Organization Stabilization Mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, MONUSCO, recently condemned a brutal attack by the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF Armed Group. This horrific incident claimed the lives of 43 civilians in Kamanda, Ituri Province, between the night of July 26 and July 27, 2025. Kamanda, located approximately 60 kilometers southwest of Bunia in Irumu Territory, Ituri, was the scene of this latest atrocity. The ADF, an Islamic State-backed rebel group, carried out the attack. In addition to the killings, the terrorists set fire to numerous homes and shops in Kamanda before retreating into the bush. This incident follows a previous attack in February 2025, where the ADF murdered around 70 people in a Protestant church in Lubero. The Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, has a complex history rooted in regional grievances. The group was formed in the 1990s by former Ugandan rebels who were discontent with Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. Following military assaults by Ugandan forces in 2002, the ADF relocated its activities to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. A significant shift occurred in 2019 when the ADF pledged allegiance to ISIL. This affiliation has had profound implications for the group's operations and the broader regional security landscape. Since this pledge, the ADF has been responsible for the killings of thousands of civilians. The allegiance to ISIL has seemingly emboldened the group, leading to an increase in the scale and brutality of their attacks, moving beyond traditional rebel activities to more widespread terror tactics. The motivations driving the ADF's attacks extend beyond their allegiance to ISIL, encompassing economic opportunism and strategic maneuvering within the chaotic environment of eastern DRC. The group has historically engaged in local revenue generation. However, recent trends show a shift towards plunder rather than long-term civilian relations. The instability created by other conflicts, such as the M23 rebellion, allows the ADF to entrench its presence and exploit the resulting power vacuums. This situation has led to the displacement of thousands and over 1,600 reported fatalities in North Kivu Province in the first 3 months of 2025. The conflict with the M23 has required the FARDC, Congolese Armed Forces, to pivot attention away from the ADF, which may permit the ADF to increase deadly civilian attacks in the second half of 2025. Despite a relative lull in the M23 rebellion, the ensuing collapse of authority has provided ample opportunities for the ADF to entrench its presence in the eastern DRC, exposing the local civilian population to the effects of mass violence. The ongoing violence in the DRC is exacerbated by a complex web of conflicts. The DRC army has long struggled against the ADF and is now also grappling with renewed hostilities with the Rwanda-backed M23 rebels. This dual challenge strains the military's resources and capacity to protect civilians. Despite these challenges, there have been efforts towards peace. On July 19, 2025, the DRC and M23 rebels, reportedly backed by Rwanda, signed a declaration of peace after nearly 4 years of fighting. This declaration is intended to follow the Washington Accord, brokered by the United States. However, the persistence of violence, even after such agreements, highlights the deep-seated issues that remain unresolved in the region. Copyright, African Elements.